is a big deal that that is a 120 service, and it is 30 amp, which is why it's so large and why you need to have the large cabling for it, like a number 10. And so I guess your question is, yes, you do need to keep that plug, and if somebody put the wrong stuff on there, you need to fix it and put the right RV plug on there, 30 amp, 115 volt RV plug. And then typically your air conditioner is going to use a 20 amp circuit. So, you need to always have a high power service that you're going to be running off of to be able to run that air conditioner.
Yeah, and it's a dedicated circuit for the AC.
Right. Dedicated circuit with a 20 amp. So that would be what, number 12? I don't know if we should. I think number 12 wiring.
Something like that, yeah. I think it's 12. But the other thing is that Armstrong units, if you want to wing it, you may be able to. I know we've done this before, is the condensers in them tended to go. You can take those out and go have them checked by a motor service, electrical motor service place. And they're very, very cheap, so you may. And they get off a lot cheaper than putting a new AC unit on your trailer. And my experience is those Armstrong units, although they're not the prettiest, the covers are usually all buggered up, they are totally serviceable and they're built like tanks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I understand that they use pretty much common parts for the time, so those parts are still available at most appliance type repair places, and air conditioning guys can, I think they can recharge them and stuff too, right?
I've never done it, but that's what I've been told.
That's what we've been hearing all these years. They're really good if you can keep them working and they're serviceable. And where these newer ones, they are serviceable, not so much. I mean, mine went out already and I had to fix it in Florida at Disney World.
In the heat?
In the heat, climbing up on top of the trailer. That was one of those things where, like, should I go ask if I can climb up on top of my trailer and work on it? Or should I just go up there and do it and get it done before anybody notices? And it asked for forgiveness instead of permission. That was my thought on that. But
that is a good theory.
Yeah. Anyway, I was able to get it going. But, okay, Eric, hope that helps you out. Good question there. Let's take a voicemail question. These ones were sent in by Sean. Let's see. He actually emailed these in.
Hey, Tim and Colin. It's Sean from Chicago. I'm calling about my 77 Sovereign. I have a question about the hub temperature of my trailer. I've heard you guys talk about checking your hub temperatures as you're traveling with the pyrometer, but I was wondering what the correct hub temperature range is while you're towing. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about that. So basically what Sean's talking about is when you're driving, the wheels heat up, and we've talked about checking those with those little infrared heat guns where you can point at it and read the temperature back. And there's a few reasons for that, right, Colin?
Yeah, oddly enough, I don't even do it. Yeah, well, I mean, we've got hubcaps on. I haven't any issues.
Yeah.
We've got a pyrometer, and, we're coming down here in the winter, so the tires stay cool anyway. We do check tire pressures, and I haven't done pyrometer checking on the tires at all on the way down here. We're lucky to make it above freezing. I don't know what to tell you, the actual temperature, what the bearing should be. But I'm not even sure at what temperature the oil, or excuse me, the grease starts breaking down.
I don't check it either all the time. I just check it like after, and I've only done it once, after repacking the bearings. So basically I did it after something changed, right? Like the wheels were taken off and putting back on. And because you got to do the whole lug nut thing, especially with the aluminum wheels. So like after 50 miles, you got to go back and torque.
Yeah, retorque.
So I was checking it then, and I guess, Sean, the best thing would probably be to just compare one wheel to the others. So